Okay, team. So remember what I said at the event in Vegas. When it comes to securing your future income, that income that you've already worked hard for, it's very important that you continue to nurture and deepen the relationship. So it is very difficult for them to not be loyal to you. And loyalty is something that you earn. And a part of that process is to be disciplined and to stay connected. So I'd like you to have your pre-approved buyers in your phone, or if you have your CRM as an app in your phone, that's even better. And I'd like you to discipline yourself on a consistent basis. I want you to touch base with each of these pre-approved buyers no less frequently than about once every 4 months with a quick voice memo. So you're driving to work. You grab your phone when you're at a stoplight or when you leave in your driveway. You pick the two people you're going to call and you just leave them a quick voice memo. And there are a lot of different options as to what you can leave. Get creative, have fun, but remember, it's not about business. It's about personal. It's about transcending the relationship from a business relationship to a friendship. So it sounds something like this: "Hey, Bill, it's Tim Brahim at First Rate Financial, and I just wanted to leave you a quick voice memo. I was driving to work this morning. I was thinking about you and Mary and your kids. I hope you're doing well. I know that the last couple of months have been kind of a stalemate with a lack of inventory and rates still being high, but I just didn't want you to think I've forgotten about you. And most importantly, I just want to see if there's anything you need from me. Know that I'm always here for you. And if there's anything that I could do or answer for you, it would be my great pleasure to do so. I hope that you're really enjoying this college football season. I know that you're a UCLA fan, and they're on a little roll here. They won three games in a row." Okay. So that would be one example of a voice memo you'd want to leave. Now, notice how I integrated some personal stuff into the equation. I found out in the initial consult with them what their favorite sports team was, or what their children's names were, et cetera. And I'm weaving that into the dialogue. Here would be another example, maybe 3 months later. "Hey, Bill, Tim Brahim, checking in with you again. First of all, happy holidays. I hope that you and your family are getting ready to have some really nice connected time together. And as this year winds down and as we get into a new year, I just want to wish you many blessings in the year ahead. Please let me know if you need anything from me. Just know that I'm always here for you, and it would be my great pleasure to serve you in any way I can. Hope you and your family are doing well, Bill. Take care." Okay, so it's just as simple as that. You don't need to overcomplicate it. Just touch base, have some energy, be friendly, be thoughtful, and make it personal, right? By actually sending them out a personal voice memo.